Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Welcome to the play experience, where we're all deciding to individually and collectively take the time to purposely love and appreciate ourselves. And we do this on a moment-to-moment basis. I am Ombasa Sofira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. At the top of the show, you were listening to George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. You can find his music on evzonemusic.com. EV as in Victor, zonemusic.com. If you have any music you want to share, just email me at ombasa@ombasa.com and we'll get your music out there. It is the perfect, perfect, perfect time to go within the womb of your mind. Use your positive, intentional thoughts to simply activate any desires, wealth of desires you may have, you may be holding, passions, anything to nourish and grow. Our good, our peace that passes all understanding. This month's theme is purpose, passion, and peace. Now I know that can be a real tall order for most of us. Well, what it really boils down to is how much purpose, passion, and peace do we want to experience on a consistent basis? Well, I'm going to tell you, I want to have it all the time, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So I am very thankful to have such an awesome opportunity to ignite my passion within my peace. Now, are you willing to commit to exploring and inventing new ways to successfully live this lifetime with grace and ease? Are you ready to ignite the true desires of your own heart? Are you willing and open to be transformed by deciding to renew your mind? Are you ready to completely engage on this stage of life as the true life artist and architect that you are? Ready to fully awake? To be fully awake to all possibilities that exist for your happiness? Are you ready to be that artist that hands the world your creative expression, your passion, your good, your gift on a silver platter? All our success will always come from sharing our passions and revealing our piece of peace, our creative expression from the Creator within ourselves. The beautiful thing, this thing called life, this energy that we hold within, this decision that we make, just bring forward the passion, finally. I know for me it's been a doozy. Every time I decide to name something, purpose, passion, and peace, the question comes for me, how are you exhibiting this? My guest today, Jacqueline Brudnitsky, has been exhibiting this for the last over 15 years, I'm sure. I'm going to let her tell us all about her journey, and I want to welcome her to the playground today. Jacqueline Brudnitsky, how are
you? Thank you, Mbasa. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. The music has been beautiful, and I've loved hearing your voice and your words about passion and peace and purpose. They're really beautiful.
Yes, indeed. And we're doing something on the on February 12th, we will tell them about that shortly. But first, I want to get them to know, who is Jacqueline Brudnitsky?
Well, who is? I am a coach and trainer of mindfulness. I help people to realize their true potential. I help them to realize their vision, and it all ties into the passion. And you're so right that once we find our passion, then our work becomes peaceful.
Absolutely.
And our life becomes peaceful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My purpose in life is, it speaks to how I use my mind to positively and intentionally direct any method, because what it is that purpose will come into, you know, the mindfulness as you work with, to directing a method on how we deliver our fire, our passion, our soul essence, you know, into the world, you know, to cultivate a peace within and without, you know, because it ripples into everything that exists, you know. When we do that, you know, it's almost like we unzip our bodies, and we just reveal ourselves. We reveal our soul, You know, what is there? What's the liquid love? What's the liquid fire that's really hidden underneath? And I'm so happy that you're here today, because I know that you're going to assist us in opening up, or at least tapping into. We're going to do a meditation where you're going to share with us. Can you give us a little bit about the meditation before you start it?
Yes, yes. And one thing I'd like to say, which you alluded to, is that when we can have our passion going and ignited about anything and everything we do.
That's right.
So it's not that we have to be in the perfect work or that we have to be in the perfect situation before we can ignite our passion and live in our purpose. It's that in every given moment, at any time, no matter what our life looks like right now, that we can live in that passion and bring forth what it is we're here to offer. And that in doing so, we light up others, we light up ourselves, we feel at peace, others around us feel at peace. So this is something that we can do in each and every moment. And so what I thought we would do is a visualization to access our passion inside.
Yes, indeed. That sounds good. I'm ready. I got my back up against the chair, and I'm sitting up straight. Everybody ready?
Beautiful. Okay, so let's all place the back of your hands on your knees. Let your palms be open. Let the palms reflect your willingness to receive right now, to receive your soul's guidance, to receive guidance from your soul. And close your eyes and begin to breathe just a little more deeply into your belly, letting the breath be very gentle and move in and out through your nose. And it may take a few minutes of breathing to allow your breath to settle. Often we are busy in our days. There's a lot to get done. So let's take this time to allow our breath to settle. Just breathing in and out gently through the nose, through the mouth if you're unable to breathe through your nose right now. Just filling your belly very gently, and letting the air out as you exhale. Noticing whether each breath can become more relaxed, maybe a little deeper. Good. So it feels like there's a settling now among everyone. And there are two parts of our body we're going to access today. And one is the second chakra, the sacral chakra in the abdomen. And the other is the heart. And these are both very powerful and beautiful places within us. The sacral chakra is our gut, and it's our gut instinct. And when we don't close off, when we open up this area and access it, we know how to move forward, and we move forward more freely. So as you're breathing into your abdomen, and the sacral chakra is between the base of the spine and the belly button. So it's right in the front and back, back of the lower back, front of the abdomen. Just breathing in fully there, imagining that you have a beautiful balloon that as you breathe in, it fills that area. And as you breathe out, the balloon becomes small again. And you breathe in and you fill that balloon. And you breathe out and all the air leaves that balloon. Now the sacral chakra has a beautiful color associated with it, and that is orange. And it also has the element of water associated with it. So now let's replace that balloon with the image of water. Imagine that there's beautiful orange water floating in that area, breathing into that fluidity. And what this does is it begins to awaken our creativity. And we all have creativity in different ways. Some of us may feel like we're more creative than others. Some of us may feel a lack of creativity. But we're all creative in some way. Some are creative with words. Some are creative with hands. Some are creative on paper. Some are creative verbally. Some use their senses to be creative. So just breathing into your abdomen, noticing your creative aspect. It may be movement. It may be your ability to be still. Feeling your creative aspect. And now we're going to keep breathing into that area. And then we're going to let our breath come up and reach into the heart. Reach into our heart chakra, the Anahata chakra. And so imagining that you're filling that orange, beautiful abdominal area, and then you're filling the heart center. And this chakra's color is green, like a baby leaf with the sun floating through it. And so as you breathe into your heart, notice your heart opening and expanding. Noticing that there's a strong connection between your heart chakra and your sacral chakra. Noticing that there is a love quality in your heart, an unconditional love for yourself and for others. And taking a moment here, breathing into your heart, notice how you share unconditionally. In what part of your life do you share unconditionally? Is it perhaps your parenting or your grandparenting? Is it an aspect of your work? Is it an aspect of giving that you have? Is it as a peace that you spread? Is it your communion and playfulness with animals? How do you share unconditional love in your life? Maybe it's your compassion and your empathy for others whom you work with. Just noticing how you share compassion and love. So noticing this beautiful strength you have inside, this creativity and this unconditional love. And we're going to focus for a moment in between these two chakras at the solar plexus, below the ribs and above the belly button. This chakra is yellow in color. And it's represented by a perfect flame. Imagine your creativity and your unconditional love coming together and being fueled by this flame. notice the power, the beautiful power, the feminine, the masculine power that you have that is put to such great use. Notice how that manifests in your life and how it's a combination of both your creativity and your unconditional love. And notice that flame just being the perfect brightness. So perhaps when you first noticed it, it wasn't all that bright. Now imagine that it's being fueled to just the right amount so that you can go forth and express your creativity and your unconditional love in only the way that you can, in your God-given way. And just visualize what that means to you. And now let's take three deep breaths, filling your entire body with your breath and exhaling through the mouth. Breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in one more time, opening the eyes as you do so. Exhaling, noticing how you feel filled with how you express in your life. And this passion, this way of being that is unique to you. And take a moment to smile. To smile that you have, to feel gratitude for having noticed this. And to feel gratitude for this gift you've been given, this way you have of being in the world, this unique way you have of being in the world. And that's it.
That you found that place in between your heart and your solar plexus and your sacrum chakras. And welcome back, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Ambassa.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And I'm sure that if anyone's like me, they were tapping right into that essence of the soul. I truly appreciate that. That was gorgeous. So with that...
Thank you.
we move and we know that, you know, when we are ignited, when we, that fire, that passion is ignited, somehow, some way, we get to express that and each and every day, you know, and like you said, in anything that we desire to do at that moment. Sometimes in life we're told, oh, yeah, well, you have to have a certain thing that you're doing. You know, it's not that certain thing that is the most important thing. It's that one thing that you desire to do and be and have in any given moment. And trustfully, when that particular meditation for me has actually, it deepens that desire. It makes people, and I'm sure that, you know, we'll get that feedback from people about how it really tapped into something that they didn't even think about. Because when you're still and your mind is still, you know, it's certain things that come up that the ego and the emotions kind of get swept away to the side. And so the real true essence of who we are and what we want and what we desire in life kind of comes up, and you're like, well, wait a minute, I didn't think about that since I was 15 or, you know.
You're right, yes.
It's amazing. So the passion that comes up for me is something that we can move with without question, without worry. All we do is step out there and show and walk with ease, walk with grace, and really start creating that from that blueprint. And we talk about on the play experience all the time how we purposely love and appreciate ourselves. When you purposely love and appreciate yourself, you're actually taking that moment to say, I am love. I am the love that I'm seeking. And so this is how I'm going to appreciate myself today. And you know, I find many ways. How do you find ways to appreciate yourself on a daily basis?
Well, I think the first way I do that is to do my practices that feel good, the meditation, forgiveness prayer, making sure I get outside and walk in nature, doing those things that feed my soul, they build up my reserves and they build up my love, and it shows me that I'm important and that I'm worthy. And, you know, we can only give to others what we have inside.
That's
and
right.
Too many times we run ourselves ragged. And I actually experienced this this weekend. I wasn't able to go to a big family event because I was exhausted and did not feel well at all. And it was my body telling me, you need to slow down. You need to gather your strength again. And so I did that. And I could not have functioned had I pushed myself to do what was expected of me. And it was a really... I couldn't have done it, first of all, but also it was a hard decision, you know, because it affected my whole family.
Yeah.
And so I think that's how. And you know, also by focusing more on being and less on doing.
Yeah.
And that one is a real hard one.
Yes,
to actually put into practice, especially if you have big dreams and big ideas, and we all do. And, you know, this weekend showed me how important it is for me to spend some time just being.
Yes, yes. And I want to ask you about your passions, because you mentioned a few things. It sounds like they are some of your passions. But it's like, you know, when you were speaking, I was really feeling you as it pertains to doing what others are really the mandate that they put for us, and not really fully appreciating the passions that we have inside us. And those things, those passions, when we are fully engaging in those passions, I know for myself, I am totally enlivened. I'm totally catapulting into everything that I love, you know?
Yes.
It's like everything in your body, corporeal, everything is totally enlivened. So there's no way for you to really be drained when you're constantly, renewing and constantly rejuvenating yourself with that love. You know, that love is constantly, you're purposely taking that love and you're recycling it over and over again when you're using your passion. And that is being, because you're being who you are, you know.
Yes.
Your passion is like this liquid part or this piece of good stuff that's part of that source of everything. And so we are just about... when we're living our passion, it's almost like we're resourcing ourselves, you know. We're constantly resourcing ourselves. And how can you be beat down and dragged out when you're doing that? And appreciating ourselves, it appears that if we take more time to simply resource ourselves by driving and allowing that passion to just flow through us, hey, we got some going on.
Yes, absolutely. And everyone has something going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, indeed.
We all have amazing gifts inside, and the way that our soul and spirit is here to express. And when we allow it to express the way it's supposed to, then that's when we flourish, and that's when others benefit from us.
Yes. And with your work, I'm sure that you are, I know you work with mindfulness, and in the mindfulness work, how does that relate to people bringing forth their passions? And what are you doing other than this workshop that we're doing?
Well, in February, I'm beginning a program called Awaken Your True Potential.
Mm.
It's a coaching program.
Okay.
And for the next couple of weeks, I'm offering Get Unstuck consultations. It's a complimentary 30-minute consultation. For those people who just feel stuck, who feel like they know they have a big vision, but they're not sure how to get there. And so they'd leave the consultation with an understanding of what prevents you from achieving your highest potential, identifying their energy drains,
mm-hmm.
clarifying your vision and what you mm-hmm. want to achieve, and a next step action plan. And that action plan may be, I might recommend this coaching program
mm-hmm.
because it's really here to help people access their true potential and easily experience success.
Yes.
And not be distracted.
How do they find out about this?
Well, they can send me an email if they're mm-hmm. interested in the consultation. And in that consultation, I ask some questions which get to the heart of whether something like this would be right for them.
Okay.
And my email address is Jacqueline@consciousSuccess.net, and I'll mm-hmm. spell that. It's Jacqueline, Jacqueline, at Conscious Success, all one word, consciouss.net. So they can send me an email, ask me for the consultation, and we'll spend 30 to 45 minutes seeing whether this coaching program might be an opportunity for that person.
Absolutely. Well, y'all heard it first. Just go ahead and email Jacqueline, and you can get more information about that and see how you can get that one-on-one service as well as the workshops that we're doing. So, Jacqueline, okay, we're going to do an integration. Can you give us a little prelude to the integration meditation that you're going to take us out with?
Yes, but you know what, Ambassa? First, I'd like to tell everyone how to find out about our program
that we're hosting. And anything else you want to close with, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'd love to tell everyone that if they'd like to join us on Tuesday, February 12th in Natick, Massachusetts, that they can go to this website and they'll see our information, Igniting the Passion Within Peace. And what we've said about this is that you'll identify what stands in the way of your passion to unleash your desires into the peace you deserve. Sharing our passions in life presents a peace that passes all understanding. Prepared to be enlivened, inspired, and catapulted into greatness. And the website is rootsandwingshealingarts.com.
Okay.
So rootsandwingshealingarts.com, and look at the workshops page, and you'll see it's all by date. You'll see the yellow flame, and you can find out more about our program.
Yes, right. And the flame is most important when especially as you're taking us out. They can focus on that flame.
Yes, absolutely. And so now we're going to do an integration meditation to wrap up both what we've talked about and then also that accessing the passion visualization, to tie it all together and bring it into all of the cells in our body so that we're inspired to move forward and act on this, that this doesn't just become something that was nice to do during this hour and then we move on, but that it's something that gets integrated deep within. We may notice the results of it immediately, tonight, tomorrow, next week. But what this does by integrating this deep within is it ensures that that when the time is right, that this will come forth for us in the way that it's supposed to come forth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
okay.
sound good?
That sounds like it's perfect. Are you ready? I'm ready.
I am, yes.
Alrighty.
Okay. So again, bringing the backs of the hands onto the knees, let's touch the thumb and the index finger very gently, just so that they are lightly touching. Closing the eyes, breathing into the sacral chakra in the abdomen, then the solar plexus between the navel and the bottom of the ribs, and the heart chakra, Anahata. So breathing into all three of those areas and exhaling, letting the breath leave the nose. Breathing in and breathing out. And now we're going to feel a connection of our feet to the earth, to Mother Earth, and not looking at the earth as what we normally see when we look at the earth, but looking at the earth as her magnetic, energetic brilliance. So in your mind's eye, get a view of the earth as a living, energetic being that you can connect to through the bottom of your feet. And imagine yourself becoming very grounded into Mother Earth. At the same time now, noticing your heart and noticing a line of energy from your heart up to the central sun. Beautiful place of light, the most beautiful light in the universe. And that you are connected both to that brilliant light and to Mother Earth. and let that energy form a figure eight with the center of the eight in your body. And so the energy goes from the center of your body down into the earth, makes a loop, comes back up through the center of your body and up to the central sun. And this is a continuous loop, so you're connected to both sources of energy, both very strong sources of energy. And this energy brings a light into your body, divine light, beautiful flame of divine light that is both yellow like the sun and white like the moon. So it's both heating and cooling at the same time. And as you breathe, the energy is moving down into the earth, back up into your body, up to the central sun, and divine light is moving through these lines that you've created, and now you're allowing it to expand out into your body, into every cell of your body. And this divine light has within it a blessing. And this blessing is the blessing of your soul, of your creativity, and of your unconditional love. So that which you visualized in our earlier meditation, plus everything you don't know yet about your soul and about your unconditional love, is being sealed into every cell in your body with light, so that every cell is lit up into a magnificence of wonderful, energizing, divine energy, divine love, divine light. And now every cell in your body contains the wisdom of your creativity and of your unconditional love. So feel that in every cell and notice the light in every cell in your body. And just breathe that in. Allowing your cells to drink in this beauty and this grace that is unique to you, that you can bring to every interaction, that you can bring to just your being, and that you can bring to everything you do. Knowing that the most powerful part of you is the part you express when you are being. Wherever you're being, in the grocery store, in the library, on the street, when you're sitting among your family members and friends, just being, this light shines out from you in the way that it only can through you. When you're ready, you may open your eyes, knowing that you have this light within, knowing that you're supported by Mother Earth, and knowing that you're always connected to this light. Namaste.
Namaste. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, and Tristan. Can you give that website again, please, how they can reach us for the workshop as well as how they can reach you.
Sure. The website for the workshop is rootsandwingshealingarts.com. And I'll spell that. rootsandwingshealingarts.com. And that's our Igniting the Passion Within Peace workshop, which we are just so looking forward to. And then if anyone would like to contact me for a consultation, a Get Unstuck consultation, they can send an email to me at Jacqueline@ConsciousSuccess.net. Jacqueline is JacqueLine at Conscious Success, ConsciousSuccess.net.
All right. Well, thank you, beloved sister, for being with us today and giving us all of that purpose and all of that passion and all of that peace.
Thank you so much, Umbasa.
Yes, big hugs to you and your family, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, big hugs to you as well. Lots of love to you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, you've heard it first, and you've heard it second, and you've heard it third. So here we are in the midst of purpose, in the midst of passion, in the midst of peace, and this is where we will stay. So I'll see you. You can definitely look forward to the last show of the segment, which will be on the next show. How did you guess? And this will be a dynamic guest as well, Dr. Obad Thomas. So with that, I'm going to let you go. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. So I'll see you next time. Umbasa out. Much love.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.